a long, narrow path, and as you can see, there at the end is Lake Kuan Din. It looks like a deserted roadway, but you'll find people traveling up and down it, like this lonely woman here at this particular time, and you wonder where they came from. In this picture, you'll see the entrance and view of our annex. This is a place where we house most of our male guests, and Hero is the one permanent resident. This is where we've been working this week, doing some painting, whitewashing, cleaning. A lot of junk was stored there that have been coming in from other places at different times, and we've kind of really spent a whole week airing beds and everything else. This is the little community that adjoins it on the side. The other one was in back. This is on the side. There are a couple of little residents messing around down there in the dirt, playing around. You'll find children popping out from every which way, and always there's one more somewhere. But there are also a few adults. Here comes another one. And the children are moving around. It's a noisy place. You can hear it all the time. That's almost outside my window, really. And then there are dogs, and dogs, more dogs. And noisy, they sound like they're fighting all the time, especially at night. That happens to be our dog, Mino. Mino is Vietnamese, is to the Vietnamese dog family something like Rover for us. This is Chi-Tu, and four of her five children. They're on the back of a Honda behind their father getting ready to go shopping. I just happened to catch them as they were taking off. Okay, that gives you a little bit of picture of MDM as you come in, the interior, exterior, and the annex. I think we have kind of a nice place to live. As I said, the pictures are a little glamorous, more glamorous looking than the place itself really is, because it's old and it needs a lot of attention, and it's not as pretty and white and glistening as it looks, but it's still pretty comfortable, and we have a very nice place. We're very fortunate. Okay, the next thing I want you to look at are some pictures of some street scenes again around Saigon. Took me quite a while to get downtown to even look around. This is the corner of Nguyen Way and Lê Lợi Street, a major intersection. Please notice the parking lot for for motor scooters. This second picture is virtually the same scene, but gives you a little longer and a little wider view of the crowds and the congestion. That's where the black market operates. And here you see a very good cross-section. This is primarily on Nguyen Way Street. You can see all sorts of black market goods on display there, the center of the street. They just fill up the sidewalk. This again, they've moved off of the sidewalk and into the street in this instance. This is just a few steps beyond the USO. This picture was taken one Saturday morning as I came down. I had just gotten off of a back of a scooter, my first ride. These are veterans, and they're having a rally. And as we came in, there were riot squads posted on every corner, guns at ready, so it was quite a tense day. This scene is down near the Chase Manhattan Bank on the other side of the street from the USO and a couple of blocks down. If you ever wanted to know what were in those baskets, you could see they're pretty heavily loaded. This, again, I think I showed this several times once before, my favorite fountain. This street thing this street faucet is on the corner of Fantignon and Caltrang. And they're always doing something. They're washing dishes, washing hair, washing clothes, washing vegetables, carrying water. I'm really quite fascinated with it. However, since I took this picture, they've put a new spigot on there and it'll turn on and off. And it's very disappointing to go by now because it's not nearly as interesting as it was. This is Fantignon. It's a very major through street, one way. It goes past our office at 3:30 Fantignon. Traveling down Fantignon. This is one of the views. There's a lot of new housing in that one section there. And that one house is just one of the things that are going up. This army truck loaded with Cambodian refugees was part of a convoy that was passing along Fantignon one night as we came home from work. In this view, it's out nearer to my home and en route to the airport. This was hit by a rocket in May. This is one of the army billets, and it is being rebuilt. I've told you about being fascinated by the aoyais and floating in the breeze on the Hondas as the girls go along. Just happened to catch this one too. I thought it was kind of a pretty one. We're crossing the bridge on Le Van Zwitt Street, moving across the border from Yaden into the city of Saigon. Another lovely scene is when they add the parasol to the aoyai and the Honda. There's one of my loaded buses. I've had a picture of that and something else too. The people just ride every which way on there and hang on at the back. Usually they have a big bundles or of food or bread and baskets on top as well. And this is another interesting sight. You'll find these Lambrettas loaded with everything. This one with chickens kind of came along at the right time for me to get a picture of it. This little cart and pony is called a Seatomo, and they're still used quite a bit, but they're beginning to go out of style. They're not used as much as they were. I don't know whether it's just me, but I've checked and several others have noticed it too. You'll notice the sentry on duty, arms at ready. It seems to me like these are becoming much more pronounced. Now, I have been by this. This is at Thaen Son Nhut Air Base, the airport. So I go out there rather frequently. But I have just noticed in the last few weeks that the soldiers are definitely on duty. And it's evident in billet areas and one of the national cemeteries and different camps. I don't know, it's just so much more pronounced, it seems to me, than it has been for quite a while. We house all types of guests. This little girl, she really is 16, though she doesn't look like she's much more than 12, and she doesn't act much more than 12, was flown in from Pleiku by Dr. upon Dr. Smith T's recommendation for some heart surgery at the Third Field Hospital. She came in, I met her at the airport and brought her here for an overnight stay. And then we took her out to the airport for Third Field for surgery. She was there for some time and I went out to see her before she was flown back. She had a very good experience from the operation, and is just doing beautifully. She was a very sweet little girl, and you should have heard me trying to talk Vietnamese tour. While I was explaining to her how she was going home and how they were going to take care of her, some Vietnamese woman was standing nearby, and all of a sudden she says, "Oh, I like the way you speak Vietnamese." Did my heart good. I didn't know how much Vietnamese was doing. But anyway, we did get across the message to her. Well, doesn't this look exciting? This is my first flat tire. This is in the middle of Le Lai, which is the major thoroughfare, and Kong Li, which is another very wide intersection. The gentleman changing my tire, bless his heart, is a taxi cab driver. He's pulled up here in front of me in this picture. This police officer was very kind. I'd already spent nearly an hour trudging around trying to find a garage. Number one, trying to get somebody to understand what I was saying and direct me. Secondly, finding one. Thirdly, after finding one, to discover they didn't have anybody on duty that afternoon. So I went back and decided I'd see if I could pump it up myself. I thought maybe one of the little boys at the USO had just let the air out because I wouldn't pay him a fortune to look after my car. So there was no pump, naturally. So while I was debating what to do, I got back to the car, and this man was on duty then. He wasn't when I first pulled over. And he said, well, he suggested this, that, and the other, of which I'd already tried. And he says, well, then he guessed he could just call me a taxi. At that time, I wasn't sure what good a taxi would do, but I was ready to go home, so I figured that might make sense after all. The taxi pulled up, he talked to him, and the man came over and just went right to work on my tire. And he had it changed in nothing flat. I was just flabbergasted. But I was very pleased. So I paid him double a fare that I would have had to take to go home, and that was it. Off I went to the commissary. I had just finished working at the USO, and it was getting awfully late. Oh, and this one. This is a parking lot at the Lincoln Library. To Ben Lincoln. I pulled up there because really I was looking for a dentist, and the address is just on the other side of the library. We'd read about this library, and it's one of our lessons in our Vietnamese language study, but I had never located it. I had seen it once, but I didn't know where it was, and then ran across it here. As I sat there, I saw these kids fooling with this Honda. And I went up, looked around, and came back, and they were still messing around with the Honda. And they were getting it out under this wire. So I just decided probably they were trying to steal it. So I went over and I said, you know, fellas, I think we ought to put that right up here and I'll help you. So I helped them put it back and then told them to D, which means go. And they went down a little ways, but they didn't go very far. And I sat in the car and watched them a while. Then somebody came out and talked to them. I began to wonder then if maybe, you know, they were supposed to be watching the Hondas, but boy, they were sure moving that out under that wire when I first saw them. I don't know whether they really intended to swipe it or not, but Hondas are at a premium. We had a couple stolen around here again not very long ago, just up the street at one of our houses. They woke up in the middle of the night, and the Honda and half the house was gone. Oh, this one. I had just left the commissary, and we were waiting for traffic to get around a circle here. And all of a sudden, I heard a shout, and I just had been trying to get my camera out. And I looked up just in time to see a little Vietnamese boy reaching into the back of that Jeep and getting stuff out of their grocery bags. This Black Sergeant had just noticed it, and he yelled at that boy, and he hopped out of that Jeep and took after him. The kid dropped whatever it was he'd gotten and tore off, and he never had a chance of catching him. But I just got this. I wish I'd have gotten the other one, but I just wasn't ready for it. There is a lot of that. You'll find most trucks will have people sitting in the back of them. And I never really thought too much about it, but I thought, well, I don't know why they didn't sit up front, you know. And then one day as we stopped at a stop sign, I saw a little kid come out off of the curb and hop onto a big machinery truck. And boy, he was just going through it.